Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has denied over and over the United States has not funded gain of research at the Wuhan lab in China. The doctor on May 11th.
We have not funded gain of function research. I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain of function research.
Despite the misinformation by Fauci, the National Institutes of Health is now reporting, yes, they did gain of function research through the EcoHealth Alliance. WHO's advisory board member, Jamie Metzl, on Fox News says, we need to know what scientists were messing with.
NIH needs more transparency. The EcoHealth Alliance, which is, as you mentioned, a nonprofit group that was getting funding from NIH, and some of that went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, have been anything but transparent. Right. We need much greater transparency by everyone, and we need a full examination into the origins of the pandemic.
USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing back against President Biden's vaccine demands. Wendy King explains.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called a special session of the Florida legislature to pass a bill banning COVID-19 vaccine mandates. He announced the special session would take place in November. He called for lawmakers to provide protections for workers whose employment is threatened by vaccine mandates. In addition to banning mandates, DeSantis called for employers to be held accountable if an employee becomes sick or injured from taking a mandatory vaccine. DeSantis' announcement comes as other states implement vaccine mandates in certain settings. California announced a requirement for all public school students, while New York City municipal workers, Maine healthcare workers, and New Jersey public school teachers and healthcare workers must all be vaccinated. The Biden administration has ordered all federal employees to be vaccinated, as well as members of the military.
We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Biden on CNN Thursday presented a town hall meeting as Americans are very concerned about inflation, rising gas and food prices, open border policies, supply chain backups, and governmental overreach. Here was some GOP reaction on Fox News, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
President Trump came out with a new social media company yesterday, announced that on Fox. Listen, CNN had a new announcement tonight. Joe Biden has a new social network. It's called Rumble. .com. I mean, it was just pathetic. And what did we have? We had Anderson Cooper not acting as a reporter or a moderator. He was the lifeguard throwing a life ring each and every time that Joe Biden started to ramble off. I mean, it was pathetic. It's just, we didn't learn much, but what we did learn is it's to lower our expectation and hope for the best 6 months from now.
America was the strongest nation in the world with energy independence under President Trump. President Biden, without announcing any plan, says gas prices will come down.
Gas prices relate to a foreign policy initiative that is about something that goes beyond the cost of gas. And that's because of the supply being withheld by OPEC. And so there's a lot of negotiation that is There's a lot of Middle Eastern folks want to talk to me.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's What We Do, and we thank you that you're joining in to make it all possible as we do everything we can to restrain the resistance. And that resistance, led by Marxists, is doing everything they can to destroy this constitutional republic. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. Dr. Riley, welcome to the show. As always, good to have you with us.
Good to be back, Bill.
Well, lots to talk about, but first, on the hot seat yesterday, Attorney General Merrick Garland, I almost thought there for a minute he was going to say, well, you know, I'll circle back on that. He had more questions than answers. I mean, it was almost embarrassing. I was embarrassed for the man because he seemed ill-prepared. I don't know what his staff told him, what to expect, but, wow, he came to a gunfight without a gun.
Yeah, I've been asked to go in to testify before Congress a few times and have generally managed to avoid it. I mean, those can be pretty intense sessions. And for Merrick Garland, I mean, he was facing a lot of irritation from the Republicans and really the Democrats. So you had the GOP asking him why, for example, parents at school board meetings were being targeted as one of the nation's top five or whatever it was, terrorist threats, and just generally kind of taking out some spleen on the guy. I mean, obviously, you know, Hillary Clinton's probable candidate for the Supreme Court, so on down the line. But on the other hand, the Democrats are angry at Garland for a bunch of reasons. I mean, they want Steve Bannon and a number of the other people who are kind of tangentially tied to, quote, unquote, 1-6. Investigated, pursued for criminal contempt of Congress. They had a lot of questions about the handling of the insurrection, again, quote unquote. So, yeah, Garland stood up there and took some hits. And, you know, it's sometimes difficult to avoid that if you know you're going into a mutual hostile session. One thing with Garland also is he's a legal guy. So the legal boys never just give answers. It's always sort of, I mean, as you said, I'll circle back to you. I'm going to have to check with counsel on that one because they want to avoid any risk whatsoever.
Yes. Yeah, they don't want to be held in contempt or, you know, caught for lying to Congress. But his answers just seem so inadequate for somebody in this position. I get it. He hasn't been there that long, but it really demonstrates that, you know, to me anyway, that he's out of his wheelhouse here. What did you think?
Yeah, Garland is not. When I think of the country's better lawyers, I mean, Garland is not among them. There's nothing wrong with him. I mean, he's a solid, qualified counsel. But, yeah, I mean, he didn't look like – we've seen this before with Mueller, right? I mean, we've seen this with a lot of these sort of mid-level bureaucrats when they go into the lion's den. They're facing, you know, the best GOP members of Congress and so on. They definitely don't seem to be among the country's greatest minds. But, I mean, I'll take this to another level. I feel the same way about Fauci. If you watch him try to handle questions from Rand Paul and, you know, heat's being thrown in these sort of hearings, again, these can get pretty intense. But at a certain level, the best people in every field generally don't go work for the state or federal government. So the best attorneys in the country, if you're talking about Gary Spence, Johnny Cochran or Alan Dershowitz. I mean, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars in private practice, and they're writing books, and they're, you know, considering Supreme Court counsel positions and so on. I mean, they're not necessarily working where Garland does. Garland's pretty good. He definitely took some hits. A lot of that is simply because he didn't want to answer the questions and put himself at any risk whatsoever. But again, I don't necessarily think the people that choose public service are always or usually or ever the best in their fields.
And I think it's a good point because you can make so much money outside. That's the thing that was laughable when Nancy Pelosi, if you remember, during the second impeachment of Donald Trump, she bragged about the staff of people, you know, all these attorneys and the talent that they were, you know, that was on this team to impeach the president, that they could work three or four other jobs. But here we are, so fortunate that they've chosen public service.
Yeah, there are good public servants. I mean, in Garland's case, his potential career path was the Supreme Court. I mean, the thing people will remember about Garland is that he was proposed as, I guess this would have been Barack Obama's final potential choice for the Supreme Court. And obviously, everyone assumed Hillary Clinton would put him on the court if she took power as president, which most people thought would happen. And Trump took power as president. And Garland spent kind of 4 years in exile. If your focus is getting to the highest level of government bureaucracy, you might choose government bureaucracy as your career path. But in general, yeah, you're right. The best people don't. I mean, O.J. Simpson's dream team of lawyers, just to pick one at random, could smoke any group of government attorneys ever assembled. I mean, there's a lot. Jenner and Block's corporate partners could do the same. There's a lot of money in the private sector. There's a lot of prestige in the private sector. And you don't have to follow the endless picayune rules of government.
Right, exactly. Well, the thing that was so glaring was this, you know, the controversy over domestic terrorists. And the Attorney General's response based on a memo from the school union. And, you know, that was so glaring. And here it is, you know, you're supposed to have, you know, even by Joe Biden's estimation, the Attorney General traditionally, you know, it's so funny. They always say that they're apolitical and they're not, you know, connected to the hip of the president. Who appoints them, but it's always that way. I don't care if it's Attorney General, you know, Eric Holder, Bobby Kennedy, you know, go right on down. I don't know that we've ever had a true independent Attorney General, have we?
Well, no. I mean, when the U.S. president comes into office as the U.S. president, he makes about 8,000 changes to the top of the government. So one of the roles of the president, this is just straight political science, but as chief executive is the head of the executive branch of government. So it's his job to come in and replace the other side's best partisans with his own best partisans. And frankly, Trump and Obama both did a pretty good job of this as well. I mean, it's what you do. So when the attorney general says, I'm nonpartisan, that means I'm not going to start prosecuting Republican members of Congress at random. It doesn't mean, you know, I'm not the best specifically Democratic lawyer specifically in public service. So obviously the AG is going to change motivation and change, you know, pattern of prosecution when the president changes. Otherwise, there'd be no reason to replace the attorney general. I mean, you're obviously not going to see Joe Biden moving forward with, say, you know, Jeff Sessions in there. That's not a possibility. So, yeah, the domestic terrorist thing, just one quick sentence on this. I recently went to the Parents Unite conference in Boston. I gave a short speech, but I was also just observing it. What's the reaction to CRT as somebody does some business consulting who opposes CRT? And it was weird to see the reaction to sort of these pleasant upper middle class women when the letter dropped and they realized that the government might start pursuing terror cases. They were quite brave about it, but it was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. So, I mean, that is the sort of politicized stuff you get from AGs on either side, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was quite revealing, to say the least. And, of course, they also pinned the tail on the donkey when it came to his son-in-law being in the CRT business. And they just kind of put it out there, didn't make a big deal out of it, but they made sure that it stuck on his tail, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, when you get into... There's a famous book called something like And It's All Legal, that looks at political corruption, but not in the sleazy sense of a New Orleans judge gets a bag of money, in the very real sense of, you know, Nancy Pelosi goes into office and is now worth $171 million. And, you know, Mitch McConnell isn't a poor man either, but it's not to the same level.
Exactly. I mean, hang on. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. Riley after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilfred Riley, continues with us. Will, I want you to finish your thought before we went into break. You were cut off there in terms of, you know, this, I guess, you know, corruption's equal opportunity, isn't it?
Well, to some extent. I mean, yeah, basically. I personally am a little more disturbed by some of the stuff on the left because of the potential for sweeping social change effects. So right-wing crookedness tends to be more, you know, I'm working on the side for an oil company or something. I certainly don't approve. Some of the stuff on the left involves treating things that could systemically change the country. Immigration, for example, if you look at where foreign agents are registered and so on, and a Hollywood and cultural presentation, blah, 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 but involves working with those entities and making money doing stuff. But the basic idea that a lot of politicians have things like corrupt side hustles in consulting and retire as millionaires, that is a bipartisan fact. I mean, there's an Arabic saying, you rarely see a skinny chef or a poor politician, and that's very true in the USA as well.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is it... It continues, you know, even to the point that I mentioned in yesterday's report that even Powell, head of the Fed, had to call his people into account and saying, look it, I mean, they were doing their own version of insider trading. And he said, no, that's we can't have that. So at least they're self-policing there. Now, you wonder sometimes when they self-police, you know, what's the ulterior motive? Is it genuine? Is it a moral motive? Or is there something else behind door number two, Monty Hall?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, I think that morals exist for a reason. I mean, we can debate whether there are 10 or 12 ultimate human universals that come down from God that don't rape and this sort of thing. But the reality is that morals have varied dramatically beyond that level across highly civilized societies, you know, the Japanese, the Incas in the West or something like that. And they tend to reflect kind of conditions on the ground. I mean, there's an old Chinese parable where the ending line is, I'm saying a lot of foreign sayings here, but the ending line is, you know, why do you let your enemies surrender? Because otherwise they all fight to the death. And that's how that became a moral rule of war. So, I mean, I think that in just practical terms, the head of the Fed doesn't want his organization to be known for corrupt insider trading, potentially leading to himself being replaced or massive changes to modern monetary policy. So you're going to implement some kind of policy against insider work for practical reasons that then resemble ethics. It's an interesting question.
Well, sometimes people confuse the difference, just to your point, between moral and morality and ethics, morals, like you say, based on the mores of the culture. It is dynamic. It can alter, you know, as we've seen. And people sometimes think that morality is ethics, and that's not necessarily so. Ethics is what you ought to do. That is that inner voice of conscience. You can call it what you want, you know, that God seed that is in all of us that restrains us from, like you say, raping, murder, you know, stealing, you know, these clear, obvious offenses. But then you get these moral justifications that start going into gray areas, and it's acceptable because everybody's doing it, and it's dictated by the culture. That, you know, needs to be clear, that people need to understand, you know, morality cannot be confused with ethics, but yet in the vernacular, sometimes it does, and I believe it gives us the wrong impression.
Yeah, this is actually a deep conversation. I mean, just quickly, yeah, most anthropologists and preachers would say that there are 10 to 12 true human, I guess the term would be ethical rules. Thou shalt not do murder. Is the foundation of the Ten Commandments in an eightfold way. I mean, you know, cannibalism is banned in every society, incest. But beyond that, I mean, most social rules are what's called malo de juris, like in reaction to conditions as they exist at a given time, a given society, we make a law. It used to be illegal to smoke grass or weed, marijuana, in almost every state. It was taken very seriously. We were involved with intellectual conversations. Competition with the Russians at the time, so on down the line. Today, as social conditions have changed and as fewer people drink alcohol, because that's not necessarily something you want to combine, we're seeing the legalization of marijuana. I don't smoke marijuana, but I mean, is that evil? It would be hard to make that argument. That's something that's malo de juris. We're changing the law in society today. At any rate, I mean, I think that the actions of someone like Powell more likely reflect practicality or at most sort of a malo de juris sensibility rather than, you know, deep-seated moral problems with people making money in the market. If you run the Fed, you just can't have everyone that works there perfectly getting rich. At least while they're
right, exactly.
I'm sure they stay in touch after.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, unless he's getting his vig. If he gets his vig, then I guess it's okay. I'm not saying that. I'm kidding. It's just a joke. All right. I'm not suggesting that by no means. But hopefully it's a principal point that he's making and all the right things. The only reason that this comes up like this is because Facebook right now is trying to, you know, present their better angels. And you say, wait a minute, there seems to be a little sleight of hand here of what you're talking about. Now we got two whistleblowers that are talking about these discrepancies and these algorithms and how dangerous it is. And you go, okay, but why do I sense that what your final intent is you say Reform 230, and most of us think, oh, okay, we're going to, you know, really deal with this and declare these social media platforms for what they are and not give them immunity. No, if nothing else, if anything else, it seems like they want to double down more on, you know, the kind of scrutiny that they've been exercising.
When I think of this Facebook whistleblower thing, I mean, I picture Admiral Akbar in Star Wars screaming, it's a trap. I mean, all yes. conservatives, and for that matter, genuine activists, real activists and so on, should be very, but especially conservatives, should be very skeptical of this. I mean, to some extent, the easiest thing for Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey would be to have Congress say, okay, we're going to regulate your companies in certain specific ways, like tightening the hate speech protocols, so that they can then say, this is like vaccine mandates, so that they can then say, oh, it's not our fault that we banned all conservative and most radical speech yesterday. That is our response to the new hate speech protocol. So I think Facebook, generally, if you're a whistleblower on a major corporation, you worry about them having you killed when you're at that level of business. You're not going to hearing right. with their executives. So, I mean, I think that this is kind of a long game where these guys are trying to get a certain level of congressional regulation, but not too intense a level of congressional regulation. And they're playing all these sort of semi-dirty mm-hmm. tricks. Don't trust it. Don't believe it.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Loretta Lynch. Remember when she fed a question to a reporter because she knew the story was going to come up and she preempted the story and so that it didn't look so bad. So this way, you know, typical of politicians, and particularly those on the left, when something is brought up, they go, you know, like Joe Biden. What? Come on, man. That was like 4 days ago.
I'm a debate coach. Like, there are all of these tricks. I mean, that was last year is one of them. And even in terms of these sort of reportorial press briefing situations, who you call on is one of the strategies here. I mean, if you know a tough question, they're going to come up. Do you call on Ducey? I mean, the great investigative reporter from Fox News, now an on-air guy. Or do you call on, I think it's Elena Kenty, Rachel Maddow, staffer in the room? Like, you can definitely pick and choose who presents the question, how you answer the question. So, yeah, all of these games are played. And that was 10 years ago, is something that only works in one direction.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Crazy example is, actually, we recently saw the head of Jordan Brand admit that he killed a guy 30 or 40 years ago. And he just admits this in his book. It was a conflict between, like, black and ethnic white gangs. He shot a dude. I don't think he ever went to jail for it. Maybe statute of limitations locally for manslaughter or something. But he's talking about this. People are saying how brave, you know, here's an ethnic man coming forward and discussing his experiences of violence and how he became a better Christian. If the same guy had come forward and said that he told a gay joke 5 years ago, I mean, he'd be out of business right now.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty selective.
Well, he's a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. You probably can't even talk about one of his latest tweets. It says, from a theoretical perspective, it's very difficult to coherently explain how 7, 8 of the 10 richest groups in an institutionally racist society are non-white. Point well taken, Dr. Riley. Thank you for sharing that with us. You take care. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Have a good one.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates.
Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has denied over and over the United States has not funded gain of research at the Wuhan lab in China. The doctor on May 11th.
We have not funded gain of function research. I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research.
Despite the misinformation by Fauci, the National Institutes of Health is now reporting, yes, they did gain-of-function research through the EcoHealth Alliance. WHO's advisory board member Jamie Metzl on Fox News says, we need to know what scientists were messing with.
NIH needs more transparency. The EcoHealth Alliance, which is, as you mentioned, a not-profit group that was getting funding from NIH, and some of that went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, have been anything but transparent. Right. We need much greater transparency by everyone, and we need a full examination into the origins of the pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and if you're listening to us on our special weekend rebroadcast, we welcome you and remind you that we air live daily, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, as I say, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, whether it happens to be the end of the week or through the weekend. Always good to have you here as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. A lot of discussion right now continues around vaccine hesitancy, because the fact is we're not getting the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, right? So you can't blame people. And, of course, now the pushback is such that Americans, God-fearing, God-loving, freedom-loving Americans are saying, no, you are not going to obliterate my constitutional right. It is, you know, like we've been taught and raised for the last couple of decades. It's my body, you know, but suddenly that escapes any kind of relevance with this woke culture that we're dealing with. But OSHA now, if you haven't heard about this, OSHA is discouraging the reporting of adverse reactions to COVID jabs. Now, Veronica Karolinko joins us now. She's a research associate at a defense consulting firm, Geostrategic Analysis. Veronica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing? Thank you for having me at the privilege.
Well, I'll tell you, it is so good to have you here, because I know you've been drilling down into this. And, you know, our audience wants to know and needs to know about this, because you know, the mainstream media and what you're reporting on is not heard in the mainstream media. This kind of information is being squelched. It's being censored by the social media oligarchs. You know, how dare we have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. But you say that OSHA's fact page states that the administration will not enforce its own recording requirements related to work-related injuries until at least next May. What's up with this?
Yes, do. You are right. While, you know, the media usually monitors what the government agencies, especially in the time of the, you know, they say terrible pandemic, they would usually track and try to analyze everything that the government says. But we know it's very cherry-picked, and everything that doesn't fit their narrative, they will not ever report. And same is true with the update from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. And, you know, it's the vaccine mandate, they are being pushed very aggressively on the businesses. And now OSHA just last week, it submitted a draft of the president's emergency order requiring COVID vaccines or the weekly COVID testing for companies with at least 100 employees. So they submitted the rule, and once the Office of Management and Budget reviews it and greenlights it and publishes it, it becomes a mandate for some 80 million people. But at the same time, OSHA does not want to see any discouraging facts about the injuries that people receive as a result of getting a COVID vaccination. So if you go to the OSHA's official page, FAQ page, there is a question. It reads, if the adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine recordable on the OSHA recording log? So the answer is basically yes, they are, but employers do not have to report them at all. It says that it is because OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging of workers from receiving those vaccines, and they say they do not wish to disincentivize employers' vaccination efforts. And, you know, I think this kind of change, it's actually contributing to the vaccine skepticism, to the vaccine hesitancy among those Americans who just don't want, for whatever reason, for medical reasons, for religious reasons, or just simply don't wanting this vaccine is a reason enough not to get it.
Right. Well, you know, they say follow the science, and people are following the science, and they're still questioning, which good scientists still question, you know, the vaccine, the veracity of the vaccine, and, you know, the fact that you are having ill effects, people are dying after having had the vaccine, you know, and we're not doing a deep dive on it. And, you know, in much the same way, we're not doing a deep dive or understanding of people who have already had the disease that are participating in the herd immunity, but were naturally vaccinated. And according to the Israel study of what, 80,000 people who had COVID, it demonstrated that people who were previously exposed to COVID, their natural immunities are somewhere, you know, 6-13, you know, percent better than this artificial vaccination.
Yes, you're very right. Many people have already had COVID, and this natural immunity. You mentioned the Israel study, but I know other countries have conducted similar studies as well, and they all agree that antibodies that people develop as a result of contracting COVID, or actually, it's just true with any with other previous coronaviruses outbreaks that we had, and even sometimes 17, 20 years later, people still have those antibodies, and some researchers believe that this natural immunity may last for a lifetime. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, and they don't know. They don't know, and they're yet, Veronica, they're trying to make it seem like, oh, it may last about 6 to 8 months, might get you through the end of the year, but they don't know that. But they're putting that into the narrative and confusing people into thinking. Now, I said that, you know, imitation vaccine, I meant synthetic. And we know for anybody that has studied, you know, anything about virology or anything that has to do with the body, there is a big difference between that which is synthetic that we put into our bodies versus something that is organic and coming from life that comes into our body. So the natural immunity is going to be, by its very nature, naturally stronger and more effective than a synthesized vaccine. That's common sense, isn't it?
It is, of course, for us, but we're thinking about the issues that really concern health but whether the administration seems to be concerned with politics and possibly profits, because many of the people and scientists, they say that it appears that big pharmaceutical companies, you know, honestly, they just bought CDC and FDA. Those agencies are profoundly corrupt. Many people say that, many people believe that, and judging from the Biden administration being disturbingly uninterested in its own safety surveillance systems like VIRES or VSAFE, we have reports, I believe it's some 16 at least thousand deaths, so possibly associated with the jabs, and 77,000 total adverse events, and many of those adverse events, they occur within 2 days after the vaccination. Previously, healthy people, many of them young people who do not have any cardiac conditions or any blood issues or brain issues, suddenly fall ill with something that they had should have never had. If they did not receive the jab, but still, nobody's actually analyzing that data, and you know that we know only about the small fraction of actual adverse events, because even the Department of Health and Human Services that runs VIRES jointly with the CDC, they say it's only a small fraction. So it may be, you know, tenfold higher, some scientists believe. So how many dead Americans do we already have thanks to those jabs? That's terrifying.
Well, not only not only dead, but as you mentioned, the numbers of people who've had adverse reactions, and we're not talking that, oh, maybe they got a respiratory problem, a minor but serious respiratory problem. I mean, in some cases, amputation has been involved. I was reading several instances where people have been dealing with this for almost a year. You mentioned months on end of incredible pain. Veronica Kirilenko is with us and will continue after this.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This report is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual enrollment period is here. People with Medicare need to make an important decision between October 15th and December 7th as they work to identify the best plan for their individual health needs. Selecting a Medicare Advantage plan can seem overwhelming, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. But there are a variety of resources available to help people research plan options safely. Catherine Field with Humana shares more.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you, including informational websites, educational events, and one-on-one virtual or in-person meetings with licensed health insurance sales agents. By turning to reputable sources, you can gather the information you need to choose a Medicare Advantage plan safely and securely by December 7th, the annual enrollment period deadline.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're grateful for Veronica Kirilenko to be with us. She's the research associate at a defense consulting firm, Geostrategic Analysis, and we're talking about OSHA. And what you're starting to understand here, hopefully, is that the regulators, these entities, these agencies of the government, I mean, they're all in with these draconian acts, these Marxist, policies that are coming into play that no longer reflect, what your doctor and you personally would want to do with your body. Now it's the government. It's a big government saying what is best for you. And this is amazing the way they've hijacked our lives and the way they're hijacking our constitutional rights. Veronica, you said that OSHA originally, they had in their policy, in their facts page, the statement that, it was your choice to get vaccinated or not. It seemed like it was a general kind of a moderate road that they were traveling on. But yet recently they changed it and were more directive and specific, which is aligning itself with these policies of the Biden administration, right?
Yes, Bill. They believe that vaccines must be truly voluntary. This is verbatim from their official page that now is being deleted. So you will not find these words on their website anymore, but they were there. Vaccine must be truly voluntary, they said. They said, for example, an employee's choice to accept or decline the vaccine cannot suffer any repercussions from their choice. And they said also that if employees are not free to choose whether or not to receive the vaccine without fearing adverse action from the employer, then the vaccine is not merely recommended, and the employer should consult the regulations of the Department of Labor regarding COVID vaccines that are condition of employment, meaning it was not allowed. So previously, the agency clearly distinguished between recommended and required vaccination in the workplace. So it said that it did not mandate reporting requirements if the businesses had only recommended their workers take the shot. At the same time, they also maintained that employer requires staff to get a COVID vaccine or face repercussions for noncompliance, then the adverse reactions from such shots would have to be formally reported to OSHA if they met all other criteria of the rule. But generally, employees were mandated to report adverse effects to the vaccine, but vaccines, but not anymore. And it all happens because OSHA, you know, they are in June issued a so-called emergency temporarily standard, and they said that because COVID was a grave danger, they implemented a first vaccine mandate. It covers all of the healthcare companies. And if the healthcare companies would not vaccinate their staff, they would face fines. And it was some $13,500 per violation, per one unvaccinated employee. And now Congress passes this crazy Marxist spending bill, $3.5 trillion. I don't know if you know, but it already has this provision that the fines would be increased dramatically. So per violation, it would be per violation, but they could reach up to $700,000 that the companies would face if one of their employees is not vaccinated or does not take the weekly testing. So I don't know. It's terrible because we already see the shortages of workers, and the companies are already struggling to find people. And this rule, if it's implemented, is going to impact the American workforce. It's going to be such a tremendous impact. I do not even want to think about all those people who will just lose their jobs just because they do not want to comply. But at the same time, Bill, you know, I feel optimistic a little bit because, you know, this so many companies, organizations, people in military, in every industry are trying to push back against it because this is clearly unconstitutional. This is clearly anti-freedom. And there is still a chance that it's not all lost, not yet.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is why, you know, we have to resist in such a way that is at least in the same measure that they have. Right now, they have the bully pulpit. They have control of Congress. And you're exactly right with this $3.5 trillion, which, you know, may be negotiated down, even if it's negotiated down $2 trillion. The armament of these three-letter agencies and these draconian and Marxist plans that are embedded in this bill is very dangerous because what they're doing is they're subordinating the responsibilities of Congress to these unelected bureaucrats and these agencies. And here they are, they're coming back and, you know, you don't have any recourse. You know, they're going to fine you $700,000. You talk about employees being out of work. You're going to talk about businesses that are going to be destroyed because of this. And here we are. We're trying, you know, to, you know, compete on the international level. And again, it seems the Democrats are doing everything they can to interfere with fair competition and to level the playing field. At least with Trump, the playing field was being leveled and America was back. And look what we had. We had the lowest unemployment that we had in a long time. We were energy independent. Our border was secure. Our international standing had recovered after the eight malaise years of the Biden-Obama administration. And now all of a sudden that has gone away because supposedly some 80 million people, I guess they got tired of having success and paying low prices at the gas tank and being able to not deal with inflation and pay high prices for food in the grocery store. They just said, hey, look at, you know, I'm for high prices in the grocery store and high prices at the gasoline tank. And Joe Biden is my guy, right?
Yeah, you know, I've seen a joke. Maybe it was probably from the B, you know, the satirical conservative side. So they posted something like, "Oh, the big tech must probably be censoring liberals now because I don't see any praise for Joe Biden on social media anymore from them." You cannot possibly defend everything that is going on in America right now, you know, using any rational arguments.
Yes.
You simply cannot sugarcoat it and say that it will benefit Americans or, you know, making it stronger, making it more prosperous. It It doesn't. I mean, you need to be really twisted to try to present it to give it some positive twist.
Right. Well, the left has done everything they can. They've been fear mongers. They've been doing everything they can to scare the holy what have you out of the American people. But then look at the numbers. I mean, even the CDC a couple of months ago had to come back and say that really the people that died of COVID only, was less than 5%. But yet they talk about, you know, this virus being so dangerous. I'm not saying that it isn't. And I'm not saying that it's not participating in the elimination and the killing of people. I'm not saying that. But when you look at it on its face and say, how much damage actually is COVID doing? And they say less than 5%. I mean, it's half the number of a flu season. But yet, you know, the numbers they continue to insist on printing up is, I think we're up to, 733,000. You know, COVID-related deaths. I guess that's the way you should put it. It's COVID-related. It's not, COVID only. Because even, we had a recent iconic general, Colin Powell, who passed away. And, they were really, they were hard-pressed to say that, it was by COVID because he had been vaccinated. And the other thing is that, he had comorbidities. And that was well published. So, we're sorry that with anybody passing, but this stuff has to be put into perspective, especially when you are trying to control people's lives and you want to give them some good, common sense, practical things to do in order to protect themselves against COVID. Whether it's, if you think wearing a mask is the way to do it, I think that we've upped our game when it comes to hygiene and the washing of hands and being careful not to be on top of people. People are more mindful of, if you are sick and you're, before I think COVID, people were pretty well open to be coughing, in public. They don't do that quite as easily these days because you go coughing in public and it's almost like you get a band of people around you that want to throw a hazmat suit and walk you out of the retail store, right?
Well, maybe it's true for big cities, but people in rural areas are so much more laid back and so much more relaxed, they don't panic dwellers in L.A. or New York or, Portland, Seattle do. They're more critical, I guess, because they know that the numbers, and they see those lies. We know that the numbers are botched, and we know that those PCR tests, they were never even intended to be used as a diagnostic tool. You know that they are hypersensitive. This is why they yield such a high number of cases. And we know those cases merely means that the person was tested positive, that their test was positive. But some people do say and recognize that it doesn't mean that those people are actually sick. They may not have any virus, but they still count it as a positive case. And
gotta leave it there. Veronica Kirilenko.
A better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health. And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.